T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. I have long been a fan, I use that word, a fan of Star Parker. Have thoroughly enjoyed her writing over the years. And what a thrill it is to welcome her to the program this afternoon. Star, thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome.
Well, it's wonderful to hear your voice. And I have tried to present to my listeners a little bit of who Star Parker is, why Star Parker is who she is, and I have failed miserably. So do you mind just sharing a little bit of your story?
Oh, come on, Jeff. You said that you've been a fan, so you should know my story. But
I
don't mind telling you again and over and over and over. And I think that one of the reasons I share so much and people say, how do you get so personal and deep? It's because, you know, much of the lies we hear of the left today, we heard 20, 30, 40 years ago, same song, yeah. Just different players. And I heard those same lies, and I'm maturing into teenage years, that America was stacked against me, that my problems were someone else's fault, that, you know, I was poor because others were wealthy. And you start hearing all these types of messaging, then you can get very, very lost. And I did very early in life, in criminal activity and drug activity and sexual activity and abortion activity and welfare activity, and on it went, until finally one day I met some folks that confronted my life, actually told me it was unacceptable to God. And when I heard it, I got chills, and I started thinking about not just God, but that he would even be thinking about me. And so as a result, after a Christian conversion, I just totally changed my life. I went to college. I got a degree in marketing and international business. I started a business. And then during the 1992 Los Angeles riots, we were hearing some of the same things we're even hearing today about Minnesota and all the rest of the country, that they seem to keep finding systemic racism, yeah. Reasons we have to keep expanding that left-wing agenda. And so after those riots, I began to focus. They did destroy my business in Los Angeles. So I did a transition into social policy, began to consult on federal welfare reform when the GOP, under the leadership of Newt Gingrich, took control. And once we passed that into law, the question became, well, what should these folks be doing? We just told them what they're not going to do. And so I began my organization, the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, as it's called today. But we did become a full-fledged policy institute here in Washington about 10 years ago. That's why it's now the name changed a little bit. But it's Urban Cure. And we still focus on those same market-based solutions to fight poverty that we talked about so much during welfare reform. Because we believe that the answer to poverty is freedom. It's personal responsibility. It's not a welfare state. So we've spent our time fighting poverty and restoring dignity through messages of faith and freedom and personal responsibility here in the swamp, trying to get ready on defense or offense. But we're still same mission, just different players and playing different ways.
Now, Star, if memory serves, and you will correct me, I know, but if memory serves, as you were getting into all sorts of trouble during high school, didn't you have a counselor that said, oh, don't sweat it, that's just the way this whole thing works?
Well, you do know my story. That's actually,
yes, I do.
Right. And in fact, that was the first time that I heard that I could blame white people for my problems. And so I did. I started doing just that. And so, but unfortunately, it's a street to nowhere. And I think a whole lot of people get caught up in that street to nowhere. And that's why I've dedicated my life now to being like the Harriet Tubman, pulling them out one by one to let them know that, you know, you have great destiny and potential. There's no need of wasting your life away through the misery of a political promise that will never come true. So that's where I spend much of my time. But you're absolutely right. What we advise youth in particular, as they're coming of age, whether it's third grade or sixth grade, it could influence them the rest of their lives. That's why it's very, very important that we make sure that our schools are consistent with biblical truths and with the founding principles of our country, the founding principles of limited government, free markets, e pluribus unum, and you know, traditions.
Yeah, well, you talk about traditions, and we talk a little bit about the blame game, and how insulting is it to say to somebody, hey, your destiny is set in all the wrong directions, because you see those people over there? They got $5, which means you can't have any money. I mean, it's just absurd.
Well, it is, and it's rooted in covetousness, which is the 10th commandment, and we're violating every day. Because somebody has something that somebody else doesn't have doesn't mean that you have a right to hire a politician to go take it from them.
Right.
You know, one of the beauties of a free country is that we get to make choices, and in how you make your choices, you're rewarded accordingly. If you make bad choices, you're rewarded accordingly when you have an absolute rule of law. And when you make good choices, you're actually afforded things that you never thought or dreamed that you would be able to have because you could live a comfortable life. That's why so many want in our country. It's because it's one of the only countries in the world that allows for any individual unique within their own capacities from any background, any ethnicity. It doesn't matter at all. We can all set high standards, high goals, and achieve them.
So tell me a little bit about how you're being received these days. You talked about the swamp, and whether you're on offense or defense, we got a whole bunch of folks now in the White House that, at least on first blush, don't seem all that receptive to what you're saying.
Well, not at all. In fact, it's a very hostile environment right now in Washington that is even opened. Most of Washington is still shut down. The bureaucracy is still at home on taxpayer dime. With their computers, but the legislators are here, and as you're saying, the White House is here. It has changed very, very dramatically since the last 4 years of people that actually believed in freedom and the potential of human capacity. These folks want to control everything. They are not only secularists, moving us towards socialism, but they're basically communists, and so they really want government controlled. And most people that say, well, what's the real difference between socialism and communism? Someone said it's socialism is communism without the gun. But I think that more is that communism doesn't allow even for an opposition voice in many of our in socialist countries around the world, even though it's a very difficult environment to live in. It only controls certain parts of production. It doesn't control absolutely everything. There's some sense of still opportunity to overturn it. That's why I always encourage the people that are trying to get into our country from these socialist countries, why not just fight it and overturn it in their country? It's not like that in a communist country. There is no God. They are all godless, and there is no church life availed for people just to freely decide that they're going to make choices according to the scriptures. So that's where we're heading right now with this new regime in many, many fronts. Folks are concerned about H.R. 1, and they should be even more concerned about H.R. 5, which is what they call the Equality Act.
And I want you to weigh in on that. I want to remind everybody, Star Parker is joining us, the organization now called Urban Cure. Just a wonderful, wonderful mindset. I mean, it's not just a building. It's not just a series of position papers. This is Star's story, Star's mission, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful one. Tell us a little bit about this HR 5 and what it would or would not do.
Well, what we know it does is it changes the Civil Rights Act to add gender identity and a sexual preference onto the Civil Rights Act. So one of the reasons that this is important and that we need to do everything we can to make sure that it doesn't become established in law is it will then overturn all religious liberty acts in the country, and frankly, it would ban the Bible. People think that that's an extreme, but it is not an extreme if you think about what happens with the Civil Rights Act. You no longer are you able to discriminate or segregate. And when you're talking about Christianity, it is discriminatory and it actually segregates. It actually calls sin, sin. and that then would be illegal in our society according to this Equality Act. And we don't want to get to the place where we don't at least have voices availed to talk about these ideas. I mean, think about Ryan Anderson and his book, When Harry Became Sally, for it to be banned on Amazon during the week that they're having the discussions about the Equality Act. We should be all concerned. But if you know anything about the Civil Rights Act of the 60s and what that means in law, everything from affirmative action programs, racial preference programs, EOC programs, and all that comes with that machinery, that's what we'll have, but not on behalf of African Americans, on behalf of the LGBTQ community. We know what the L is. We know what the G is. We are finding out what the T is. The Q, they told us, was queer, but it's questioning, so it's in our kindergarten, and I think we'll get back to the B's, and I'm not sure that people will be that enthused about what that B means beyond bisexual, the same way we're finding out what the T means beyond just they're transing. Now we're in a whole new playing field that most are unprepared for, including a lot of our governors around the country, to say what does this mean to allow this type of expression in a free society.
It's a fascinating discussion. I think one of the things that people have lost sight of with that, it's in the process really of eliminating opportunities for girls, for women, right? I mean, it does away in many ways with high school sports or college sports that are limited to female competitors.
That's a small, very small part of it, and a distraction, in my opinion.
Oh.
No, it is bigger. Oh, exactly. It is bigger than that. It's called monism, monism. It's the elimination of gender binary. This is just not about women's sports. This is about God. This is about, did he make them male and female? Did he create? Monism says there's no such thing as creator, so there's no such thing as male and or female. The only thing standing in the way of secularism to overhaul all biblical truth in our society and in the world is that God created, and what's standing in their way is that biological clock. That is the determinant of binary, and this is the elimination of all gender binary.
Interesting. Interesting. So look, I tell you, every time I read you, every time I listen to you, I learn something. Now I got more homework to do, but I appreciate that. Now,
I don't want to diminish what you're saying about
No.
People are looking at that, and it is a concern, but it's just one little part of what we're up against, because, you know, it's one thing to say, well, girls can't be, boys shouldn't be able to play in girls' sports, but let's look at what's happening right now in California, to where the male prisoners who believe that they are female are now being moved to the female prisons. Let's look at what they're trying to do in law to say, and that the taxpayer should pay for the castration. Let's think about more deeply what this means to say that we are going to allow for people to change from one sex to another, and what the implications of that are, is we have a whole society of self-made eunuchs. This might not be something that the American people should take lightly or even just diminish to say, well, of course, boys are faster than girls when it comes to playing hockey.
Okay, wow. Listen, Star, for folks who want to learn a little bit more about what you're talking about today with this HR 5, want to learn about what you have been doing for more than a couple of years and doing really, really well, what's the best way for them to? What's the best way for them?
Both of us.
What's the best way for them to stay up to date with Star Parker these days?
Well, if they visit urbancure.org, as you said, and they sign up for my emails, or curepolicy.org, or just look up Star Parker and just sign to get the emails. And what they're going to get also is my new TV show. I have a weekly show called Cure America with Star Parker. We'll drop it in your email box. It's on a different cable networks in the Christian evangelical world, and we're pushing it out in a lot of other platforms.
Oh, wow.
But we prefer that we will email it to them, because in that way, when we're canceled out, we were already canceled off Vimeo. We're on the second strike for three strikes at YouTube. So I'd rather people just come directly to starparker.com, urbancure.org, curepolicy.org. They will find Star Parker and sign up, and we'll drop that email in their box once a week. We don't overwhelm people. And that way they'll get a regular diet of what we're doing, but including discussions It's an hour-long show similar to the platform of Meet the Press or Fox News Sunday, where it's just an hour of discussion about one particular issue. And I'm sure we will be talking about H.R. 5 yet again coming soon. This week, the show will be taping on Asa Hutchinson and what he did there in Arkansas. And in particular, as he invoked Reagan in that discussion, as if Reagan didn't understand absolute truths and how you cannot just start to legalize these types of sins. It's either sin or it's not. And if we are going to pretend that we want to be a free people, then we're going to have to make some decisions, some very hard decisions here. Either God lied and when he called out LGBTQ as sin, or he didn't. And that's what we have to ask ourselves. But the only way to ask yourselves in an open mind is if you understand both sides of the debate. We've heard from the left, and my show, Cure America with Star Parker, will let people hear from the right.
Fascinating stuff. Star, I appreciate you being here. I hope we get the chance to chat again soon. That is Star Parker, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.